The Prime Minister, Chris Hipkins, says the polarised nature of debate over trans rights in the last few days has not been helpful. The issues were brought to a head over the weekend when controversial anti-trans activist Kelly J. Keane Mitchell cancelled speaking events in Auckland and Wellington following counter-protests. Then yesterday there were calls for the Greens MP and Minister Manama Davidson to resign after she said it was white cis men who cause violence in the world. Mr. Hipkins told us earlier he would be concerned if the country gets more polarised. Well, joining us now is our political editor, Jane Patterson. Atamarie.
Good morning.
Manama Davidson yesterday walked back her comments. What is your read on that? Was it her own choice or was she instructed to reconsider her language?
She believes very strongly in what she said, and there was a point after communications with the Prime Minister's office that the Greens and she did have to basically issue a kind of clarifying statement saying that she hadn't said the words that she meant to, that she had misspoken, and that she was still in shock after a motorcycle, having just been hit by a motorcycle at that protest in Auckland on Saturday. In terms of the Prime Minister, it's an interesting one because she is a Green Party minister. So if there is any misconduct or anything like that from an MP, normally the party leader would deal with it. But in this case, she herself put it into that ministerial context by declaring before she talked about white cis men and violence that she is the violence prevention minister. So what that does is put it squarely in the court of Chris Hipkins as Prime Minister. It becomes a ministerial issue. So I think he was pretty keen to move on from it yesterday. I don't think he wanted to get dragged into a stoush, but certainly her comments did need addressing. And I think it was probably a compromise that was struck that she came out and said, I didn't say exactly what I was meant to, but there was no reprimand for him and no apology from her either. So pretty low level in terms of the response.
No one is suggesting that violence is the sole preserve of white cis men, but I mean, the statistics are clear. It is men who make up most of the offenders. Was she that far wrong?
Well, that's what she said in her statement, and it's interesting because she initially acknowledges that she didn't speak as she wanted to, but then the rest of the statement does go on to talk about violence and the situation in Aotearoa and perpetrated by men in terms of the statistics that she put forward. The problem politically is that she singled out one race or one ethnicity, talking about white men. And I suppose if other politicians had done that, if other politicians had singled out one particular group, it would have caused offence and would have caused a furore as well. If you look at the response, a lot of the people that, say, were at the trans rights rally supportive of the trans community, then they support Manama Davidson and see absolutely nothing wrong with it. Whereas on the flip side, there have been people who have called it racist, have called it divisive. So I don't think that Manama Davidson is actually backing away from the intent at all of what she's saying. But even she recognised, and the Greens recognised mid-morning, that it was causing political difficulty and it would have to be addressed.
Yeah, indeed. I mean, what must James Shaw be thinking right now, the party's resident white cis man? Is that the risk to the Greens, that comments like this send a signal to the electorate that there is no place for white cis men in the Green Party?
Well, actually, when James Shaw was challenged over the leadership and there was a relatively public debate about the priorities of the Greens, whether it's in the social justice or James Shaw in a more, I suppose, business-like white cis man kind of presentation, the Greens' vote actually held up pretty well. I don't think this plays badly with their own constituency, and they'll probably, the Green supporters would be happy to see Manama Davidson coming out and making these kind of comments. In terms of the political arrangements, I don't think either party wanted to buy a stoush over this one. The Greens have got a limited runway in terms of getting anything in the climate change space through in the election, and they don't want any of the arrangements or ministerial arrangements to be blown up. Labour doesn't want to get into this. The rally and this whole issue has caused them headaches over the last week, and this is the last thing I think Chris Hipkins wanted to be tackling, so it was dealt with. He considered it over. They don't want a big breakup of the cooperation agreement, and not because of votes. They've got the majority. They don't need the Greens to govern, but just dealing with this kind of controversy so close to the election is in none of their interests.
This culture war stuff, we see a lot of it in the United States. Is it here to stay in New Zealand? Do you see that as being a real battleground this election?
It is bedded in, and I think we've seen it coming really obviously heightened at the parliamentary protests, but then we're seeing the attention on things like co-governance. So there are different issues that are latched onto in terms of the culture wars, as you put it. It's very difficult, and politicians and the media are grappling how to deal with it. And you heard Chris Hipkins there. He doesn't really have any solutions, I suppose, about how the political environment can be managed. His advice, you know, talk to a friend that you disagree with. I suppose the one thing is that the debate is getting very reactive and emotional on both sides, and that's where the danger is that people stop listening to each other, and if you disagree with me, then you're my enemy. But it's very hard with that flow of disinformation, and then we come back, of course, to the regulation of those social media giants that the government hasn't acted on either. But then you get into censorship versus free speech. It's a very, very difficult area, and you can see why Chris Hipkins was stepping pretty carefully around it.
Thank you, Jane. That is our political editor, Jane Patterson.